This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Today on the grill, I am talking to Dato' David Khoo, the joint managing director of a company called Jade Marvel Group Berhad. And Dato' David has joined the business with his team to rejuvenate what was previously quite a quiet listed company. Dato' David, thank you for talking to me. Now, let's start with your explaining what you plan to do with Jade Marvel. Because when I searched for your business on the Bloomberg, right, the only thing it told me in the description page was that Jade Marvel serves customers in Malaysia, which means to say that even Bloomberg doesn't know what Jade Marvel is going to do. Now, according to the news narratives, you've been quite publicly saying that some of the new business that you want to go into is, for example, property, construction, seafood processing, even Bitcoin. So can you tell me how it all started with you and what you plan to do with the business?
So happy that I can share on my listed company futures in the FMs. So, as you know, that Jade Marvel is a Penang company, Penang-based company, that previously they are quite dormant and they just focus on their existing business, which is on the premixed manufacturing and a little bit of the property development in Simpang Empat, Pulau Pinang. So basically, they are the land bank company. They have a lot of land bank in Penang and they don't really look for big developments. They are looking at a small piece of land, building all those landed houses with a small scale developments. So since the existing owner, they are looking for a good retirement life, so they don't look for big expansions. So during the pandemic of economy, they slow down everything, they scale down everything. So you won't see a big movement or any big news from Jade Marvel Group previously. So with that, we have the opportunity that actually join in a board, and I'm joining the board of director on June this year, 2021. Then we found that this company is a very good, solid company that actually have no loan, no borrowings. It's a very healthy company. That one thing just left behind is they don't have this company does not have directions to expand. So we're coming in, we bring in the new value because we know that after the pandemic of economy, you can see that a lot of the heavy asset company, they have a lot of problems because of the heavy asset, like the property development company. Now they only left with the stock. All the stock, all the houses become the stock. So those heavy asset company, always very difficult for them to move forward when anything happens. So we noted that this is a obstacle. So when I joined into the board, we have a visions. We see a lot of local company that actually have potential to grow. As you know, a lot of local company, they don't go for listing. Even they are profit making, even they have a good revenue stream. Because of most of the entrepreneur, actually they are at the OH. And you can notice a lot of local company, they even using a manual accounting entries to take in all the accountings data. So we see their potential. So what we want to do is we call ourselves as the incubators. We were going to grow them, we groom them into build them so they can be a listed level. Because me, I'm a chartered accountant and I also hold a license, Malaysia licensed tax agents. So I'm quite well versed in the finance knowledge. So because previously I was from KPMG, so I have the financial knowledge that actually I can come in that helps the local company that build out their financials strongly, then for them to meet the standard to be listing in Malaysia or in other countries.
So what you're planning to do is to turn Jade Marvel into an incubating technology company. Is that right? Or an incubator? But the thing is, when I see your news narratives, you talk about how you've got five new businesses. You've got real estate, you've got financial services, you've got medical services, you've got seafood refrigeration, and you've also got information technology services. And on your board, you have also a blockchain expert. So explain that.
Yes. That's why we focus on the five. The first thing is the incubator, but the incubator, we need time. time to be realized, because in this world, there's two types of income. One income is the P&L income, called profit and loss income, which means your revenue minus your cost of sales, minus expenses, minus your tax, then you get your net profit. That is traditional incomes. So as you know, recently our country, our government has implemented the Cukai Mamo, which is 33% of tax. So that means your net income will be reduced by another 9%. Then another source of income, that is second type of income, is a balance sheet income. The balance sheet income, which means the value of your company, like the Grab car that recently listed in the NASDAQ. Even their company is making losses, but they also have the value, the worth of the company, the value. So incubator business is focused on the balance sheet income. We invest into those local entrepreneurs, we groom them, we list them, then we have the PE on them. So this is the first main thing. But while waiting the project to be matured, it takes 2 to 3 years for them to be listed. So while doing that, we also need to focus our property developments, because we have the land bank in Penang. So we will continue to develop those land bank, but with the small scale. Because with the small scale, we are easily to sell to the market. So that is our first, which is property constructions. We will continue to doing that. Then in the incubate, then the second thing, the third thing is the financial service. That's why we are acquiring the total IPCO in 1st October 2021, that this subsidiary has the money lending license. So we always noted that money lending is a financial service, which is on my side, on my area. I'm strong at the financial service. So when we are doing the incubating, we are using a type of a venture capital method, which we use the convertible loan. That means initially I will loan the amounts to those local entrepreneurs for them to grow their business. And when they are able to get listed, then we will convert the loan to be the common stock, to be the ordinary share. This is the method that has been practiced by the CIMB previously. So we are kind of like the hybrid method to adopt this method to local entrepreneurs who need funded from us. So the third one is the, like you see, the frozen food. The frozen food is a second incubator project that we are implements, because we work together with the YHL Group, whereby YHL Group is already the matured player in the prawn breeding business. So now they are just doing the traditional prawn breeding, and then they will sell to those fresh mark. But we come in and then we do all the frozen technologies, so we can extend the shelf life of the prawn, and then we can target into the retail markets. So then coming, the last one is the technologies, which as you see in the board, we have members, which is Dato Sri Eddy, and he has a strong blockchain background. And we believe the futures of the business, the company, we need the blockchain technology to be incorporated into the business to make it success and connected internationally. So that's why we bring in all this together.
Yeah, so there's a very high incubation element here, David. Does that mean you will practice a quite hands-on managerial approach to these businesses? And if you do, how will you have the expertise to run the businesses?
Normally, we are work together with the local partner, which means we see this, example, YHL Group. They are good in their operations. So they just want to expand upscale or downscale, upstream or downstream. So we leverage on this, on the scale.
So the idea is for you to then take a stake in the business, yeah? So what kind of equity would you typically take in your incubatees? And I think also on the money lending side, when they need, obviously funds to expand, on what terms will they be obtaining these funds?
So normally we will take them as our subsidiary. So as to become our subsidiary, 51% of the equity is a criteria for us to come in. So with that criteria, they will manage the operations. We will manage on the finance side and the technology side and the marketing side. So we will manage all these three things for them. Then they will operate on the operating, all the daily operations, because they are expertise on that. Like even the money lendings, we work together with the Sri Guantik Group, which is already have 21 pawn shop and money lending shop around Malaysia. So they are well versed in this business. They are in this business for more than 31 years. So we work together with them. We expand another 20 outlets. Then we go for, we spin off for listing.
So that Sri Kwantek will be another incubator of yours?
Yeah, the first incubator actually is Sri Kwantek Group. If let's say you notice our announcement, we work together with them to set up the first drive-through money lending shop in Butterworth. It's called MYK Capital Management Senembahat.
I see.
It's a new concept. We use a drive-through concept to do the money lending business.
So this is kind of like a private equity business, yeah, with exit strategies.
Yes. We will build them, we will groom them to be listing because they are more than qualified to be listed.
Correct. So you will be a little bit like, I guess one of the, you know, comparables in Malaysia would be, you would be a much smaller version of Navis or a much smaller version of Creador. Is that right?
Can say that. Yes.
Yep. So what is the positioning of Jade Marvel? Are you positioning more into the high-tech crypto space, or are you, you know, more into the traditional, for example, seafood processing or money lending space, or, you know, where does the specialty come in down the line?
We are focusing on fintech, which is finance tech. So because everything, I mean, a lot of business, we need the finance to be strong first. Financially sounds, then coming with the tech for you to support everything.
So if you're doing seafood processing, where is the fintech element?
The fintech element for seafood processing is technologies that actually we use to breed the pond. Traditionally, you can see a lot of the other competitor that they're breeding the pond actually is using the traditional method. But this one, we're using the biotechnologies method that actually we put in the technology inside. We see how actually they can grow along the periods and what type of the materials of the ponds is more suitable, how we clean the pond after we breeding. Then the cycle process, we will calculate, we will use the technology to calculate exactly, and then the pond size, and then the volume of the pond. So we use the technology to do that. Even the frozen, we also applying the international standard technology that doing the whole frozen process.
Okay,
that
so
we can easily identify what is the cycle, how long, how much volume.
Okay, so on the analytics side, I'm talking today to Dato' David Koo, the Joint Managing Director of Jade Marvel Group Berhad, which is positioning itself to be a listed private equity firm to list potential companies in Malaysia. We'll come back after this and we'll talk about your investing ideas, some of your cryptocurrency-related activities and the technology space. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
Today on the Breakfast Grill, I am talking to Dato' David Koo, the Joint Managing Director of a company called Jade Marvel Group Berhad, which is positioning itself to be a listed private equity player in Malaysia. Now, in terms of your background and the team and the expertise, you know, how can you convince shareholders that you are the right people to take this business forward when, you know, the market landscape, some people might say, is already very competitive and the ideas are quite few and far between, because if you have a good idea and if you have a good company, the big boys will already have eaten them up.
Yeah, okay, based on my experience, as I shared just now, I'm the chartered accountant, and previously I was worked with KPMG's Malaysia's for more than 5 years. So, and recently, before we took over the Jade Marvel, at my own capacity, actually we just listed another company which is called Alpha Oceans Resources Berhad. If I say you can note it, they just listed yesterday. So that is the past track record that actually we are experienced of it. We know how to do it, and we know that this is the thing that you want to grow futures. You want to expand the business. You want to make well known of Malaysia's. You have to train the local entrepreneur for them to be can stand on the stage. Like you see, the Grab actually is initially from Penang, from Malaysia's, but they go to Singapore. They base their home in the Singapore, then subsequently they listed in the NASDAQ. They also just list to the SPAC listing.
Correct.
So all this thing actually, why Malaysian, why don't we do at our home country? We have a lot of potential business that actually can grow very big in the international market, but they just need someone who has experience to train them, to give them the guideline. Because you can see a lot of businessmen, they are looking for a lot of courses. They go to training, they go to courses, they listen to the lecturer. The lecturer will show them how actually you can go listing. But bear in mind, are the lecturer is a listed company director? Are the lecturer has the experience, real experience in doing the listing? They are more on education based. Yes, you need to go to the courses to get the education base and to see how you're going to plan your business to go listing. Then you attend the course. So after you attend the course, you always need to look for someone who has the experience and share with you the actual the works, how you can do to move another step.
To be a successful private equity player though, David, I mean, obviously, there's lots of expertise involved. One of them would be the network, because, you know, origination of ideas doesn't come by so easily in a country like Malaysia, which is relatively small compared to, say, a Thailand or Indonesia. So when I ask you, right, your ideas, are they restricted to Malaysia, or are you more of an ASEAN footprint? If you are, what are your networks there? Then also on the exit side, I mean, you know, a public offering might be one way forward, but you could also explore trade sales, which is also quite popular. Again, what is your network there, and how do you compare with the very big players like, you know, Navis or Creator, who have been around a long, 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 long time?
Yes, because we know that we have to understand the next futures of the economies. You can see that actually China is growing up, the US, all other developed countries, Japan's. But the Asia, I mean, Southeast Asia is the place, it's the only place that you can grow it, and that is a many multiple of the growth in the next futures. All these developed countries like China, US, Japan, they have a lot of wealth, a lot of monies. So subsequently, the next 2-3 years, where the money going to flow to? They were going to flow into the Southeast Asia's, because they will, all these businessmen, big giant businessmen in all the developed countries, they know that in Southeast Asia, they can earn a lot of money. They can earn the multiple of the money. So they are all coming to the Southeast Asia. That's why with that, we know that we need to focus on the local, especially in the Southeast Asia business, whereby we are focusing all this manufacturing base, food base, all this agriculture base. So we will focus on that area, that we welcome all the foreign investors that come in to join together for grooming the local business. So when we groom, then we will let them come in as a private equity owners.
I'm talking today to Dato' David Koo, the Joint Managing Director of Jade Marvel Group Berhad, which is positioning itself to be a listed private equity player. Now, what are your networks like in China, David? Because you need to know the right people in China. And I guess, how open or how lubricated are the channels between China and Malaysia and Malaysia and China, given, you know, all the challenges in the market today?
Actually, from our board of directors, you notice that Dato' Sri Eddie Chong, actually, he has a business in China. So due to the pandemic of economy, then he only stay in the Malaysia's. He has been in China for more than 5 years. He has grown his home-based business in Shanghai. So actually, he got a lot of connections in China, and he also the Malaysia China Embassy Associations, a vice president on that. So he has a connection with a lot of the private equity in China. They're actually eagerly looking for good investment in Malaysia. So that's why they are giving a lot of ideas that how previously they developed in China. They give us especially more on the tech side, the technology side. How, because China has been well known on the tech side, they're growing very fast in the techs, such as the mobile payment, the blockchain payment, everything. So we build a tech team there, and then they bring in all the resources here.
And from an earnings perspective, if you were a shareholder of Jade Marvel, you know, you would want to have some visibility as regards earnings, right? So we're nearly there for 2021. What about 2022? What can we expect from an earnings impact from your new businesses next year?
For the next year, for the incubator, we wouldn't expect a big income that come in. That's why in the previous section, I'm sharing the income. There's two type of income. One is the balance sheet income, one is the P&L income. The balance sheet income is always come in 2 years' time, which is when build the company, we lease it, like the Grab car company. So another income is the P&L income, which is now you are asking that 2022, we will still have our property development income, because so likely that our property is selling very good response in our Simpang Ampat. Even it's a small piece of land that have 53 units, we have been fully sold after 1 week's launch. So now we are just waiting them to fulfill all the SPA and fulfill all the loans. Because you see now the markets, loans is a crucial thing to make the property developer success. If the buyer want to buy, they can't loan, or you also cannot sell them. So we are going through the process. And after we sold the first phase, now actually we are launched our second phase in next quarter, which is a Q1 2022. So the next phase, we are expecting another 55 million of the GDV. And I believe we are going to launch it. And at this moment, we already receive a lot of letter of interest that to buy the second phase of the projects. But when we get our APTR license, we will launch it and we will welcome all the buyer. We foresee it at that site, we will maintain at least about 8 to 9 million of the profit in the next, year 2022, which is contributing from existing business. Okay. And there's a interest income also, because we already have the money lending license, and there's a lot of interest income that also flowing in to build our revenue in year 2022.
Okay. And I guess lastly, David, of your incubatees, is it true that your seafood processing business and your money lending business will be the first to go public? If that's the case, then indicatively, will they mean Bursa Malaysia, and at what kind of valuations?
Okay, for example, it's a very quickly gone through is the money lending business. The money lending business now actually our existing partner, which is Sri Quantech Group, they already have the 21 outlets in Malaysia. And now we are working together with them, and we are going to expand another 20 outlets in 2 years' time. So in total, we have 41 outlets. So each money lending outlets, the net worth will be 2 million because the share capital will be 2 million. So with the 2 million of the share cap that we can generate the interest income 1% per month, we easily have 20,000 interest income per month per outlet. If I say we're taking about 12 months, we'll be 240,000 interest per outlets. Then with 41 outlets, and we say we just use a 50% as the profit after tax, that will have at least 50 million of the PE. With the PE 10, they will have at least 50 million of the valuations of this company. But okay, our investment on this MYK capital is only 6 million. So easily we can look for at least a tenfold when the listed company, when the incubator become listed. Because this is something we can get from the balance sheet.
Of course. That's without the interest on the money lent as well. Well, good luck, David. I hope you see your dreams come to fruition, and thank you for talking to me. It was a great pleasure chatting with you on your journey for Jade Marvel. I was talking to Dato' David Koo, the Joint Managing Director of Jade Marvel Group Berhad, which is shaping up to be a listed private equity player in Malaysia. BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.